As far as the players and the management go, that I think there's a natural evolution, and there are years where you have players out of contract, right? More than other years. And so, first of all, Derek is 100% focused on the team for next year. I mean, he's on vacation just now, but he's not really getting a vacation because he's working with the team on player recruitment. And so that's kind of down to Derek. Obviously, we're all frustrated. I understand why the fans are frustrated about the speculation around Derek. I'm frustrated too as a fan. But the reality is this: Derek is under contract to Aberdeen for 2 years. He and his family are happy here. No team has been given permission, including Sunderland, to talk to Derek. To talk to Derek, right, then there are certain conditions that need to be met. Just like Aberdeen over the years have terminated some managers and we have fully honoured their contracts and paid them out, then, Aberdeen as a club, needs to be, before anyone can talk to Derek, number one, there needs to be certain conditions that are met for us, financially and otherwise. And two, Derek needs to want to talk to them. But that's the order. No one's been given permission to talk to Derek. We don't need their money, right, at all. And so, from our perspective, we had the board meeting yesterday. I think that we have progressively seen that there's more investment each year, and there will be more investment this year in the first team. The money is there. And so, we want to keep our manager. But the sequence is this: he has, Sunderland or anybody else, has to be given permission to speak to him, and nobody has.
Has step two happened yet? Has Derek McInnes indicated that he would be interested in speaking to them if the conditions in step one were met?
I don't know. I joined the board yesterday and I've been leaving the chairman to deal with that. Obviously there's speculation that's out there. But look, the reality is this: Derek's a very astute manager. I had a conversation with him a couple of weeks ago and he's very astute. He takes a holistic approach to a football club. It isn't just about the first team. It's about the whole football operation and about the business and the marketing and the fans. He takes a very holistic approach to it. And our goal would be to move heaven and earth to try and extend his contract.
And at the meeting last night, was there any discussion, I guess, of starting to put the feelers out for new managers if this does come to fruition?
Look, at the end of the day, any business would be remiss if they didn't have succession planning. But the reality is this: we can't take that step at all until, whether it's Sunderland or anybody else comes forward and says, hey, we'd like to talk to your manager and we'll meet your terms. And that permission has not been given. So it is frustrating for the fans and for us too. But at the end of the day, it's probably a bit unfair, the speculation on both the club and Derek as well. But make no mistake, we want to keep him.